This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
One thing we are tracking and still have no news. We've had some people tweet the show and we're still waiting with anticipation on a Guardians TV deal. So we do have a bit of an update that I saw a lot of people were running with yesterday, and we can confirm as we put it on our cable box. We have Spectrum here at 92.3 The Fan. And on 1306, there is a station that does right now have a Guardians graphic on it.
Yeah.
That is the only programming that we see, and it is called CLEG.
Yeah, Clegg.
Clegg. That's what it is right now. That's all we know. That's all we know. There's been nothing official. We also know that Armstrong customers in Northeast Ohio will be watching the Guardians games this season as they reached a multi-year deal with Major League Baseball to carry 150 games this season. Who has Armstrong? It says here Medina, Maslin, Ashland, Boardman, and in other areas. So they have a deal. Remember, this is not the Guardians negotiating this, which I guess is important to point out because everybody is crushing the Guardians. How have you not announced this? They are waiting too. The Guardians are like, yeah, we hope somebody tells us because it's Major League Baseball right now that is doing this.
I do think in the long term, this is better for the game, and this is better for baseball. But in the short term, this is really ugly and messy trying to figure this out.
Well, it's horrible for a payroll, first off, when you lose your income like that. And then it's horrible for, you know, people trying to get in. I talked about it. We cut the cord at the end of last baseball season. So I'm just buying the app because that's what makes the most sense for us.
Yeah.
And I was always staunchly like, there's a way to go get it. You can get cable, you know, for the people that were having trouble finding calves and stuff like that that had been cord cutters. Well, now that's the way to go get it is to pay the extra $100. And I get if you are on a fixed income and you're already paying X amount of dollars for a cable package where you feel like you should be getting everything.
Right.
It does suck. We've got, 8 hours until first pitch. I'm hoping
it's
in the next 8 hours
nuts.
They figure that out.
It's kind of nuts that we're
but
8 hours.
We talked about yesterday, though, Jason. How many times has football been blacked out on a certain channel here
that's
only
the 11th
through
hour.
One cable provider, and then at the 11th hour they get it fixed?
Right.
Yeah. You're in the middle of the NFL pregame show when it happens.
But this is an entire season about to begin.
Yeah.
And you don't know where to watch the games. It's totally nuts. And, like, I get it. It sucks. It's terrible. I do think in the long term, this is better. But, boy, right now it sure looks messy.
All right. Good news is we will have baseball. Whether or not we'll be able to see it is another question. Tanner Bibee on the Hill. That First pitch is slated at 4:10, Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. Beautiful day. Beautiful baseball day. It's going to look weird seeing guys in temperatures in the 80s there in Kansas City. But we are looking forward to it. So stay locked in, 923 The Fan. As soon as we hear something, we will certainly relay that to you. 216-474-0092. Jason Lloyd in for Kenny. So the numbers are drastic. The drop-off for Donovan Mitchell and for Darius since February. So we're talking about a significant sample of the season, almost a quarter of the season now, that their numbers have fallen off a cliff. Obviously, Donovan Mitchell dealing with the groin. Darius, some people are wondering if it was that hit he took from Karl-Anthony Towns in the Knicks game. But even if I go before that, the shooting had started to drop off, and they've both just been different players. Now, nobody really knows, unless you're closely paying attention, Jason, because what? Because they went on another win streak. And yeah, they had the four-game losing streak, but they also built another huge win streak. So how concerned are you that, you know, Donovan, Darius have not been the elite backcourt that they were, you know, the first half of the year?
Not at all. Like, this is really, this is more just regression to the mean than anything, I think, because these guys were shooting so well for so long. They look like the 2016 Golden State Warriors for a while, and they're like, where is this coming from?
But Darius was better than Steph Curry, you know, up until that point. And he had the second best efficiency numbers in the league for anybody in the backcourt.
And Darius is still shooting the second best percentage of his career from three.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about? I get it. Like, no, they haven't shot it well. And by the way, if they shoot this poorly a month from now it's a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you're having entirely
time to
different.
Figure it out.
Yeah, there's always time in the NBA. Say it all the time. You always have time, and as long as you are getting good shots in rhythm, you have to live with the results. You're not going to make every shot, and like, shooting slumps are a thing, and it's a real thing. But there's the way that the Cavs play offensively this year is so different than what they were playing in years past. And some of the creativity that they have with the screen action, with off-ball movement, they're playing in ways that they never did before, and they are creating a ton of great looks. And you have to sort of live with the results. And Kenny talks about this all the time, about like quality shots, and they have their own analytics where they go back after the game and they look at quality shots. And if you're getting a high percentage of quality shots, then you just have to sort of live with the results. And that may not be the answer that people want to hear, but you know, how many times you heard guys say it's a make or miss league? And it is. You can have a wide open three in rhythm, great look at it, and it bounces out. Like, that's just basketball. That's just the way it goes. But if you're getting those looks consistently and you're getting into your offense and you're getting the looks you want, and they're not falling in March, I'm not really going to care. Now, a month from now, obviously, then it's time to have a different conversation. But right now, it's a big nothing burger.
Darius's numbers in the playoffs and against Boston have been terrible. They just have throughout his whole career. And he's only played, I'm not making it sound like he's played in a ton of playoff games. It's been 17.
Right.
But length bothers him. The physicality of the playoffs bothers him. And, of course, we know he's going to get picked on defense. You know, that's just a reality. And you're seeing more of that, by the way, second half of the year.
Yeah.
You are seeing teams just kind of search and destroy him and go after him and try to break down the Cavs defense like that. Now, they've had a lot of other defensive issues. And I think a lot of that will be solved come playoff time, because I just think they're bored. And I think they had, you know, tired legs when they were on the West Coast. But that is something I am watching. Donovan, I know that if he's healthy, and even if he's on one leg, he's going to have some masterful playoff performances. Darius, I can't say that. 216-474-0092. Jeffrey in Cleveland. Go ahead.
Yeah, everybody knows. But this is what I want to say to you. You might not agree, but everybody knows the West Coast is a running gun. If you're going to the West Coast tired and on one leg, they got to run you out the gym. Everybody knows that. It's been like that since the beginning of basketball. I don't know if the coach actually gets it, that Donovan and Darius, you don't have to score 50 points against losing teams to win, because we got a strong team. They had the same problem at the beginning of the season. They're having that same problem now. Donovan out of fuel. Darius can't make shots because he's tired.
Yeah, but Donovan, I think, Jeffrey, thanks for the call. I think Atkinson has been brilliant.
Yeah.
With his managing
like
of minutes this year.
The least amount of minutes he's ever played.
Right. So
minutes, Donovan's minutes in particular, was a very sensitive subject the last few years.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, we gave Donovan so much credit because how many stars, with all the ego of these stars and how they constantly monitor their stats, you have kind of an egoless star on your team in Donovan Mitchell, which is so rare in that league where he doesn't care that his minutes have been slashed and his production.
This is a
has
career
fallen.
Low in minutes. He's playing the fewest minutes of his career this year by a lot. He was up over 35 his first 2 years in Cleveland. He was over 35. He's down to 31. That's a significant difference.
Jeff in University Heights, next up.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
What's up?
And thanks, first of all, for answering my question. I was going to ask you, did the Guardians have something with DirecTV yet? Because that's what I have. But
I have DirecTV, too. I just did a quick glance through the guide. I don't see anything yet. Hopefully. Clock's ticking. You got 8 hours.
Right. I wanted to ask you guys this question about the Cavs. So if you remember in 2014-2015, the Warriors had what they called the death lineup when they were the first to go small ball with Draymond, Harrison Barnes, Clay, Steph,
Iggy,
and Iguodala. Do you think the Cavs can run a similar tight lineup, especially when they made that comeback against Boston in the stretch of a playoff game, assuming both teams are healthy when they play the Celtics?
I'm not going to call it a death lineup. I think that's okay. Overused. No, but they can play the Hunter. The piece that I didn't give enough credit to when they first made the Hunter trade was the way that it can change their style when you put DeAndre at the four and Evan at the five,
right.
And you can play five out, which is something that they've never been able to do before. It sends Jarrett to the bench, but that's okay.
Right.
So when you can put five shooters on the floor and spread the floor like that, they are really, really hard to guard. Would I want to play an entire game like that? No. Does it work at the right moment? Yes.
I'm not saying that either. What I'm saying, down in stretch time or crunch time, all those other cliches,
right.
A lineup of Jerome, Mitchell, Hunter, Wade, and Mobley, especially against Boston because the way Boston likes to target guys, you got multiple guys that then you have length with that kind of lineup. To your point, Jason, all of those guys is Mobley.
Oh, did we lose him?
All right, thank you for the call. Sorry about that. I get what he's saying, and I do think this Cavs team can play many different ways.
Yes.
And they're a lot more versatile than they were. And I love defensively how, okay, they'll start Max Strus, whatever. But, you know, if Boston is getting that typical edge,
they better not start Max against Boston in the playoffs.
I think they are.
You better not.
I'm surprised we're still even talking about it. And, I mean, Max has actually been, for all the trolling I do on Max, Max has played very well.
He's been great.
He's actually shot the ball better, and he tries so hard. He plays so hard defensively.
They benched Kevin Love against Golden State.
Yeah.
You can bench Max Strus.
It's weird. He started every game he's ever played with the Cavs.
But it's March. I don't care. I don't care what lineup they run out there in the regular season. The playoffs are different, and I think that you'll see different. You'll see different lineups. It'll be matchup dependent on who they're playing.
I just think Darius, Donovan, and Max. That's a bad combination defensively.
Absolutely. Against Boston, you can't play that way.
Yeah,
I don't think. Not in a 7-game series. Maybe game one. I don't think by game 5 and 6 that's a lineup. Maybe I'm wrong.